For sports news and interviews, visit at BBC Lanksport on Twitter.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
It is pleasing to play 100 games to come on my 100th game for a club like Blackburn. It's special.
Take us back to when you first came to this club. You came, I think, when Mark Hughes was here, didn't you, on a trial with your brother? Oh, long time ago.
I was going to say, I didn't remember that, but yeah, it was that long time ago. I remember it. It was. We always wanted to play in England, me and my brother, and to get the chance to come over and train with the club then, it was very good for our development. To see how it is outside Sweden where we were playing, to see how it is to play in a foreign, do you say, atmosphere. And it was very different, but it's something that we felt early on we wanted to do as well. We always wanted to play in England, and to get the chance to come over and play here, it's something I appreciate.
You didn't get a contract back then, did you? But you got one when Steve Keane was manager of Blackburn Rovers. Did you feel when you first didn't get a contract that you would ever be coming back other than watching your brother?
No, like you said, so I came here when I was 17, and then I went back to Sweden, and I knew Blackburn was looking at me back then as well when I played in Sweden, and it went well, and I had a few other clubs interested in me, but to be honest, I never thought I would come back to Blackburn.
Have there been times that you would have thought, I will never reach 100 games for this club, when things weren't going your way, when you were out of the team, when perhaps you were being linked with other teams?
Yeah, it's something that doesn't come in mind, and it's not... it was nothing that came in my mind, and now somebody reminded me not too long time ago that I was coming up to 100 games. I just tried to play and just trying to do well for myself and for the team.
So the same family, to have two boys to play 100 times or more for Blackburn Rovers, which it will be more for you and it has been for Martin. Just how pleased are all the Olsen family for how you've done in sport?
Yeah, I think they're proud and happy for us. And like you said, it's quite special that we've both done 100 games for the club. That means a lot as well, and there's a little bit of history there as well.
Does Martin still talk about the club to you? Does he think of Blackburn Rovers with good memories?
Yeah, he has very strong feelings for the club, and he cares a lot about the club, and he has a lot of emotions for the club. He always looks out for the club and always try to see the results, and if he can see a game as well, he'll always try to do that.
I guess some of the best times must have been playing in the same team as your brother, because it must have been such a great experience.
Yeah, we had been away from each other for so many years, and then to be reunited again, it was a very good feeling, because we're so close and we both didn't expect it, and then it happened, and we got the chance to play together, and it's like you say, it's one of the better moments we've had.
Is it quite hard for you now? He lives so far away, doesn't he? He might as well live in another country, being in Norwich.
Yeah, you're right. You're actually right, but it's something you have to get used to when you play football. We won't always play in the same team, and that's how it is. And we both enjoy to play football, so it doesn't really matter how far away we are from each other. We always speak on the phone, so we always keep the contact. We're in the same country, but like you said, it feels like he could be in Asia.
You look like you've taken your chance back in the team. You know what the competition's like here with Tommy Spur for a left-back position. You moved into midfield as well Saturday, so... Who knows? You might both play in the same team one day.
Yeah, it's tough competition. We got good players on every competition, and it's not always going to be. Nobody's really safe in the spot. Trying to think is easier, like you said. Tommy's on left back as well. He's a good player, and you always have to be focused and try to do your best in training. Not switch off, and show the manager you want to play every week.
Does it interest you to play in midfield again, if that would be an option for the manager?
Well, if it's like he did in the game and he did last season as well, if he wants me to push on later on in the game, it's not like I'll turn to the manager and say no.
I was just looking through the records of the goal-scoring record of you for Blackburn Rovers. I think the last goal you scored, Jordan Rhodes was playing his first game for the club.
Yeah.
So your next 100 games, you need a few more, don't you,
yeah,
Marcus?
Yeah. Yeah, but I haven't been thinking about goals too much since the position I've been playing now. But to give assists as well, which I've been doing, I see it as the same as goal. If I can pass somebody else or pass another one, and that becomes a goal, I'll be happy with that as well. To just try to come to crosses and try to be involved in the chances as well.